laughing. You will tell me what I want to know.
Oh, my. Oh, yes, most invigorating. That really is quite delightful. How many votes did you say it was again?
Again.
Clock. You know, I remember when I had to set an alarm. Now I structure my day around screaming. Oh, has it gone quiet? Must be lunchtime.
They worked right through yesterday. Must be pulling a double shift. I gave up on me sandwich. I can't eat while all that's going on. Puts me off.
Did they?
Right through. No break.
That's awful. I must be getting used to it. I didn't even notice. What does that say about things these days, eh? It's got to the point where a man's screams become wallpaper.
It's a wonder he can keep going.
He's got staying power, give him that.
Everyone else inside?
No.
No?
Nobody's coming.
What do you mean nobody's coming?
I don't know how else to say it.
The general opinion is that this has all gone too far.
Of course it has. Way too far. Sitting at home isn't going to help, though, is it?
What is?
Answering that is precisely why I called the meeting. We need a plan of attack.
Attack? You really don't know what we're facing, idiot. I mean, look, hats off to you for your staying power, Ms. King. You're a fighter, no doubt, but, well, you know, attack. They're trained soldiers.
Armed to the teeth.
There are more of us than them.
Lots of targets for them, yeah.
Well, we might be able to win by strength of numbers, maybe. I'm not convinced of it, but... maybe. Still, how many of us would die doing it?
Isn't it worth the risk?
Only if you're one of the ones who lived through it.
Whose families lived through it.
There has to be a way.
Well, I'd love to hear it. Believe me, I would, because right now it feels like we're just sitting here waiting for the axe to fall.
We need to work together. If the two of you could just talk to...
We're not here because we're on your side. I'm sorry, but we're not. We're here because it was decided someone ought to let you know. That's all.
Only polite.
What would have been polite would have been to invite me to the meeting where you were discussing all this.
We didn't want a fight.
Oh, clearly not. Well, I suppose I should thank you two for letting me know at least.
Honestly, we drew lots.
I lost.
And I decided it wasn't fair for him to come on his own.
Unbelievable. Fine. I'm on my own. Whatever.
On our own. Wasn't she always?
Oh, I hate it here.
Well, of course you do. Who wouldn't? Look at it.
Miserable.
Wet.
Dull.
Being a miner means you have to live somewhere like this.
Makes our job seem all right, doesn't it?
Pirate.
Officially sanctioned security officer working for the government.
Whatever.
Do you think the governor will make him crack?
Eventually.
Oh, I don't know. If I had that much sueño stashed away, I think I could keep my mouth shut.
Well, can't spend it if you're dead, can you?
Well, I'd have a damn good try.
I worry about you some days.
Oh, pathetic! The lot of them deserve whatever happens. Dad, you never did make life easy.
He certainly didn't.
What the hell are you doing in my house?
I haven't been to bed yet, so...
Get out!
Not just yet. The brand is awful, but I do so hate waste. It's all very well blaming your father, but you could have made your life a little easier too.
With you around, Hardly.
But it was all going so well. You had a successful mine. We were all benefiting.
You were robbing me blind.
I took my dues. But you were hardly poor, Miss King. No, you were earning well. We all were. But then you had to get greedy.
Look, I've told you. Whatever you may think, there is no...
There is no hidden Svenja. Please, we're beyond all that. It's tedious and insulting. I haven't the patience for it. You got greedy, you hatched a plan, and now it's backfired. It happens. I don't blame you. I don't hold a grudge. But you have one chance left to make this right. Tell me where the Svenja is. I shall confiscate it, all of it, because that serves you right. And then this whole unpleasantness goes away. We go back to normal. We forget. Where is it?
There is no... Ah!
No, I mean it, Miss King. Last chance. I want things back the way they were. That was good. It benefited us all. It was easy, profitable. It worked. But if you keep heading down this path, that's done. You must understand that, surely. We don't come back from this. If you insist on playing it this way, all the future holds is fire, regret, and blood. Mainly yours. So take me seriously. One last chance. Where is the Svenja?
I don't know.
Fine. That's the future set, then. It will be what it will be.
I really don't know. Ormond took it. He's the only one that knows where it is.
I believe you, for all the difference it makes. Either you're lying and you won't help me, or you're not lying and you can't help me. What use is that to me, either way? Expect an announcement shortly.
Attention, citizens of Kallus. This is your governor speaking. It is with great sadness that I speak to you today. I have made continued, extensive efforts to resolve this unpleasant situation peacefully and with a minimal loss of life. I have pleaded with Ms. King to help me deal with matters sensibly and legally. Sadly, she has refused. I am left with no recourse but to exercise the full weight of the law. The planet is in lockdown. Nobody will be permitted to leave. A peacekeeping force is on its way and on arrival will march on the town to quell any and all instances of civil unrest. I wish things could have been resolved differently. I've always been a friend to Kallus.
Like hell you have!
It will sadden me deeply to watch you and all you've worked for burn. You could still stop all this, you know.
When you're so clearly enjoying yourself, I wouldn't be that selfish.
I take no pleasure in this.
Oh, you fibber.
And what about you? All of this is entirely on your shoulders. When the soldiers move in, when they start shooting, when the citizens of Kallus start falling, all of that will be on you.
No, Governor. I wouldn't dream of muscling in on your fun. Own your actions. When the killing starts, it will be your finger on the trigger, not mine. Every man, woman and child that dies out there today dies because of you. Enjoy it. I hope it helps. I hope it makes you feel stronger.
Strong? I control this entire sector. Nothing happens here unless I allow it. I hold your life in the palm of my hand.
Prove it.
What?
Kill me.
You want to die?
Kill me.
Can't take any more, eh?
Kill me! Except you can't, can you? So, please tell me again how you hold my life in your hands. Because, frankly, I don't see it.
You don't get away with it as easily as that. Kill you? No. I have far worse.
No, you don't. You have nothing. Now go away. You bore me. Send one of your boys back in. At least they have a decent right hook.
Get me answers! Get that man talking!
Friend de Callas. Who does she think she's kidding? Hello?
Hello, Miss King. How are you?
I've had better days.
I am sorry to hear that. I am afraid I cannot give you the answer you are hoping for.
I haven't asked anything yet.
You are hoping the Ood will fight.
Well, yes. There are so many of you. When the soldiers land, with you on our side, we'll outnumber them easily. We could win.
No.
Why not?
We will not fight for you.
But why?
We will not fight for you.
Why not? Oh! You can make the difference. You can help us win.
We will not fight for you, however much you harm me.
I'm sorry. Here, let me help you up. I shouldn't have done that. I'm just so desperate. Everything is... My wife is gone. I don't know if she's alive or dead. And if she is alive, I soon won't be, because the soldiers are coming and... But that's no excuse. I shouldn't have hit you. I'm sorry.
An apology is unnecessary. I am unharmed.
Please, think about it. You have to understand, they're going to march on this place. The whole town. Everyone. They're going to kill everyone. But if you helped...
We will not fight for you.
Fine. Stay here in your pen while the soldiers kill us all. I'm sure they'll be along here afterwards to kill you too!
No. That will not happen.
All seems quiet.
Give it time.
You think this lot have got any fight left in them? Just a bunch of miners. It's old guys, women and kids.
Anyone can fight for their life, you just wait.
Nah, with all the backup we've got coming, they'll go down wailing and begging. Miserable, really.
Well, don't let the boss hear you say that.
Oh, I'll shoot whoever I'm told to shoot, you know me. I have a work ethic. I'm just saying, when you're helpless, it feels... I don't know, it's cheap.
Well, life is.
Not mine.
You keep telling yourself that.
Right, I have worked hard to get where I am. I am tenacious.
Is that what you are? I knew there must be a word for it.
Well, you wouldn't catch me giving up like this lot.
Time will tell if they do. I still reckon we'll have a fight on our hands.
Maybe. I prefer that. It makes it feel fairer.
You want the fight to be more of a risk? You want a challenge?
Well, no. No, I just want to feel a bit more comfortable about it. If this lot grow a backbone when the chips are down, well, that's good. It'll make me feel happier when I blow it right out of them. Blowing your own.
Hello, house. Hello, empty house. Empty, stupid house! No! No! Pointless, worthless house! Ah! Ah! Supposed to be a home! A new start, a chance! What were you in the end? My cage! Why?
Sandra?
Dad?
Hello.
Oh, great. Now I'm seeing dead people.
Either that or it's the accumulative effect of the sueño. It can do very strange things to a person's perceptions.
Including ghosts. That stuff's even more horrid than I thought. Wish I'd left it in the ground.
That might have been better. Not that I'm one to talk.
So don't. I'm having a bad enough day as it is.
But you could do with someone to talk to. Someone who cares.
Oh, please. You didn't bother to talk to me when you were alive, so let's save ourselves the heart-to-heart chats now, eh?
I'm worried for you.
Subconscious, shut up!
Smashing things isn't the answer either. You always did have a temper.
I'm surprised you noticed.
I shouldn't have left you this place. It was a curse, really. A cruelty. I should have kept you right out of it. Let the mine die. Let the whole damn planet die. And you and Martine could have carried on doing whatever it was that you did.
Whatever we did. Yeah. Because you wouldn't have had the first idea, would you? Because you never took an interest. Stuck here in this dump, obsessed.
And now you see how easy that was.
Yeah.
Dirty, filthy money.
As if you ever had any.
Still chased it.
At least I found it.
With help.
Help you would never accept.
Always came with a catch.
Not from me, it didn't.
True. Just a sense of failure. A father doesn't want to need their child. It should be the other way round.
And just look where that attitude got both of us.
Do you think it's beautiful?
What? This place?
Yes.
I think it's a dump. It rains all the time. It's all jungle and mud and misery.
It's green. Lush. I think it's quite beautiful. I never really noticed before. I was too busy looking under the ground to notice what was on top of it. So many things I should have paid more attention to.
Too late now.
Yes.
Too late for the both of us, I think.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I needed a wash. All of this torture works up a sweat. For both of us, I imagine. Aren't you getting bored? I am terribly, terribly bored. I don't suppose we could put on some music? That might lift things a little bit for both of us. Oh, or an audio book, perhaps. Just, oh, something to fill the time. Oh, it's the cattle prod again, is it? Oh, such a limited repertoire.
Stupid man. Stupid, stupid. What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing, ma'am.
Just waiting to get back on duty, ma'am.
Well, get on with it. I don't pay you just to stand around.
Oh, it's getting to her.
They're used to having her own way, isn't she?
Do you know, if you told me that the old man would be the one to finally get to the boss, do you know what I would have said?
You'd have said you didn't believe it.
Well, yeah, precisely. I mean, look at him. He looks like a librarian or something.
Like you'd know a librarian. Like you've ever been in a library.
Of course I have. That place on Simonsis.
The one we burned to the ground?
Well, he should have paid his import duties. No, the point is, I've been in one and the bloke that ran it looked like our man in there.
I suppose he did a bit.
Just goes to show.
Show what?
Well, you should never judge a book by its cover.
Come on, let's get on with it. I don't want to be stood around when she comes back and neither do you.
Hey, well, there we go. Backup's arrived.
That's this afternoon sorted then.
They're here.
I've got eyes.
Finally, we can get this over and done with.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we keeping you?
No, Mom. But this situation, the old man, it's not good.
Oh, really? When I want your opinion, pilot. I'll ask for it.
Just saying. I've been in enough battles, stuck on enough unpleasant planets. You get a sense for these things. Things aren't going right. It will be good to turn the situation around, get it done, and get away from here.
Things aren't going right. Well, we'll see about that. In a couple of hours, this whole place is going to be nothing but scorched earth.
Calm down! Panicking won't get us anywhere!
Calm? How are we supposed to stay calm?
We've discussed this, you know the plan. Gather all your families and get to the town hall. Now!
I still think we might have been better trying to hide in the jungle. Stay out of sight and wait for the soldiers to give up and leave.
The soldiers won't be giving up, you know that.
So what's the point in barricading ourselves in the town hall, then?
No point whatsoever, but at least they'll feel like doing something.
Attention!
Your orders are simple. The miserable inhabitants of this godforsaken planet are all guilty of innumerable felonies. I won't go into them, life's too short. Suffice it to say, they've had every chance to surrender peacefully, but they've chosen to make life difficult for themselves. So, you're to march on their town and make them regret that decision. For the brief few moments they're alive, to regret anything. No witnesses, no survivors. A clean sweep. I expect this planet to be uninhabited by 5 o'clock local time. So get on with it.
You heard the governor. By the left flank, move out!
That's that then?
No, not quite. They're just tidying up. It's time to make that old man talk. Whatever it takes.
Because that's been really successful so far.
Look, I tolerate your attitude because you're the best pilot I have, but don't push your luck. I'm a very rich woman, soon to be a lot richer, and money can buy me a lot of good pilots.
Mom.
Be ready for takeoff. The minute I have the location of the Suenyo, I want to be in the air and on my way to pick it up.
Mom.
We're getting there. At least everyone's busy.
Precisely.
No sign of Mus King?
No. You surprised?
Oh, I thought she might give it one more try to rally the town.
She's not stupid. She knows when she's been beaten.
Where do you think you're going?
Away from you for a start.
You'll find that rather difficult, given I'm not really here. Are you heading towards the town?
You know I am.
Isn't that the last place you should go?
It probably will be, yes. What else can I do? Sit in the house and wait for them to come for me? No. I'll face them on my own terms.
What good will that do?
It'll make me feel better. For the brief amount of time I have before I'm shot.
As long as you have a plan.
Why did it have to be you my brain conjured up? Why not Martine?
Perhaps because you don't believe she's dead. Or really hope she isn't.
Then I'll probably never know. Because if she's not dead, I soon will be.
In that case, you may as well think the best. She's alive. Somewhere.
Sat on all my Suenyo.
Much good it may do her.
She's probably stuck having a conversation with her dead dad too.
And what do you think the rest of the people are doing? Hiding in their home?
We'll find out in a minute. I'll find out. Of course, if they bothered inviting me to their meeting, I'd know.
They never did like us very much. Not really.
Do you blame them?
Oh, now I know you're getting tired. That was barely more than a friendly tap.
Get out!
Mom?
Out!
No, break time, is it? Oh, quite right, too. He's been working very hard. I was discussing unions with him, actually. I hope you realise that by intergalactic law, state-sanctioned interrogators are not permitted to work shifts in excess of 2 hours. It's very physical work. He's also entitled to free physiotherapy, but I didn't mention that. I didn't want to get you into trouble.
But this is it.
This is what?
I've run out of patience.
Really? I'm disappointed in you. I thought you'd be much harder to break.
You will tell me what I want to know.
Will I?
Yes, you will.
Are you trained to handle medical equipment? Some of those blades are rather sharp. I'd hate to see you cut yourself.
I'm not leaving here until you talk. And you will. No more games, no more posturing. Once I start using these, there's no going back. This isn't about whether you survive anymore. This is about how long it takes you to die. I give you 5 minutes before you'll be begging me to put you out of your misery.
Right. Well, ready when you are.
So tired.
That may also be the sueño. It's nasty stuff, really. And you've been exposed to a lot of it.
Not anymore.
So what are you going to do? Try and appeal to the town's mercy?
Something like that. Cowards! Where are you?
Oh, dear.
What's she playing at?
I don't know. Look at the state of her. She's lost it. Finally, completely lost it.
Some would say that happened days ago. Weeks, maybe.
And what's the point in hiding? What's the point in hiding? They're coming anyway, you know that, right? Right! You'd think you can just shut yourselves away behind a locked door and hope they leave you alone. It won't happen. You know that. They're coming for us, and they're not going to leave until they've killed us. All of us. Me, you, all of us. You decided you wouldn't fight, like you had a choice. Like it was even an option. Look, we're probably all going to die today. Some of you think that's my fault. Whatever. I'm beyond caring. You knew what you were doing. You wanted the money too. All of you. You went into this with your eyes open, and now it's come to this! And you want to blame me for all of it? Fine! Think what you like, but hiding isn't an option. You know that. You must know that. They're coming, and they mean to kill us. Probably they'll succeed. But at least if we give them a bit of a fight, we can be doing something. Trying, not just...
Bessie?
So tired. Sick of it. Just so... so sick of it all. Oh, who cares? Hide. Fight. Do what you like.
What's happening? Shift over, let me see.
She's collapsed. Just lying there in the road. Oh. We can't just leave her there.
Can't we?
No. Won't be right.
No.
Come on, Ollie. Let's get her inside. We'll fetch her in. We're fetching her inside. Because it's the right thing to do. Now get out of our way.
This is stupid.
Finally, we're in agreement.
You've got guts, I'll admit it, but you can't hold out forever. You'll tell me in the end, you'll have to.
Ah, so not in agreement then. Oh, well.
Just talk! You can't spend money when you're dead. What was that noise?
Ah, finally. A wake-up call of sorts.
What? Checked you for hidden devices.
So you did. Thoroughly, too. Not thoroughly enough, of course, but there, you're only human.
Where is it?
Upper left, second molar. I shouldn't worry about it, though. It really was just a timer, and it's dissolved now. cherry flavour. Most pleasant. They come in plain, but why be mean to yourself?
I'll tear it out.
I wouldn't. I bite. Besides, it's too late. It's done its job.
What job?
Ah.
Time. It is time. I am. He is the master, and we will obey him.
I'm not some idiotic colonist, some inbred hick. You don't play games with me. I'll kill you.
Oh, not that again. We've covered that. I can't talk if I'm dead. You did want me to talk, didn't you?
So talk!
Turn off the microphones. You don't want everyone hearing.
There! Talk!
There's really no need for all this hostility. You've a great deal to thank me for. After all, who do you think it was that told you Ms. King possessed all that Swenyo in the first place?
That was you.
Naturally.
Why?
It was useful. It's all about the planning, you see. You could take a leaf from my book. You really could. All this shouting and threatening, it's reactive. You get nowhere in this universe by being reactive. Be ahead of the game.
Where's the Swenyo?
Shush, I'm talking. Now, Cassie's father, he was no use to me, not really. Hard to manipulate. Not so hard that I couldn't eventually dispose of him, of course. But he would never do what his daughter did. He would never simply hand the Swenyo over.
Because I was coming.
Precisely. You see, you're catching on. So, I took the Swenyo, but I was slower leaving than was ideal. You were too close behind me. And now, I admit all of this. This torture and waiting, that was on the hoof. I didn't want to get captured, but... And this is key. I planned ahead, just in case I did. I put the Swenyo somewhere safe and waited for Plan B to come to fruition.
So where is it? Where's the Swenyo?
Listen, I'm a busy man, things to do. Plan B is playing out, as you will surely be aware. You have time for one more question. I'll make it simple for you, multiple choice. You can either ask me where the Swenyo is hidden, as usual, or you can ask whether I intend to spare your life.
Spare my life? There's only one of us in any danger of dying today.
True.
I'm the one in control here.
Do you think so? Ask your question.
You don't scare me.
No? Ask your question.
This is stupid.
And you're running out of time with every pointless syllable. Ask your question.
Where's the Swenyo?
Wrong question.
Wait, how come you're free? Those chains were locked and...
Picked. Hours ago. Patience and planning, Governor. Patience and planning. You haven't been paying attention at all, have you? Now, where was the switch for the microphone? Yes. Only fair to allow you your moment of fame, after all.
Get away from me.
The answer to the question you didn't ask, the question you should have asked, my answer is no.
Did you hear that?
Of course I heard it. Lift her legs, would you? I'm doing all the work here. It sounds like Ormond's finally breaking.
I don't think it was him.
Of course it was. Who else could it be?
Oh, no. I can see them.
at the edge of the town. The soldiers, they're coming! Come on! Get the door closed! They're coming!
Charge them up, boys. Now let's not make a meal of this, within reason anyway. I'm sure we've all got things we'd rather be doing.
Like getting off this miserable planet and taking these boots off.
Do you think my feet might actually be rotten?
Lovely. You can keep your socks on in bed.
Thermal scans confirm all civilian targets are currently located in the large building at 10 o'clock. We haven't the budget for high explosive. Besides, the boss wants a show of it. So, standard siege tactics. Surround the building on all sides, maximum cover, then fire at will. Intelligence says their weaponry is limited, but play safe. Killing one of you lot will only give them confidence.
Oh, that's such a nice way of putting it. Don't let them kill you, it'll only encourage them.
Well, you saw the weaponry they had. The most you'll have to worry about in this body armour is an itch you can't scratch.
True! Halt!
So you're going to call us to attention or not? The anticipation is killing me.
Hello. Looks like we've got extra company.
Oh, you know what this means. Ood meat for dinner again.
I thought you liked ood meat.
Yeah, I did until we were having it every meal.
Oh, you have a pizza on me.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Obey. Ood kind, you will stand down. I repeat, stand down.
There's quite a few of them, isn't there?
Yeah. Can't see it being a problem, though. Ood don't fight, do they?
If they go mad, then yeah.
But they look mad.
This is your last chance. Stand down now, or we open fire. Troops, take aim.
Hey, are their eyes normally that colour?
Open fire.
They're laying into the soldiers like you wouldn't believe. I didn't know they could move so fast.
We need to get out there.
How'd you figure that then? A couple of minutes ago, you were flat on your face in the dirt. Now you want to fight?
Because this is our one chance. Right now, while the Ood have the soldiers on the back foot, we outnumber them. We need to charge alongside the Ood. Keep up the pressure.
Seems to me the Ood are handling it fine.
Maybe. But what if they're not enough? Do you want to blow this chance? If the soldiers win against the Ood, they're coming for us next. But if all of us fight now, every man and woman here alongside the Ood, we can take them. We can win.
She's right. We need to pile the pressure on now while we stand a chance. Now, let's be honest. We didn't have a chance before. We were just waiting to die. But now, we might just do this.
Who'd have thought it? Maybe we'll survive the day after all.
Keep it together.
Choose your target. Oh, no, it's not good. There's just too many of them. How is this even happening? It's going to be happening.
No. Oh, give it.
Come on! Don't let them fall back!
Jim! Krista! Move to the left and flank them! If you hear, you'll go right!
That's better. One must always dress for the occasion. And, well, yes, that all seems to be going according to plan. You're best to make sure, though.
Look, we're going to do it. There's only a few of them left.
We surrender. We surrender!
No! No surrender! No stopping! No going back!
What's happening?
Us, what? They're turning on us too!
What? But they're on our side!
Why, you tell that to the...
Sam! Oh, God! They're going to attack us too! There's no chance! There's just too many of them!
Run!
We can't just...
Run!
Over there! Look, it's Ormond!
Mr. Ormond, how did you get away from the governor?
Oh, hello, Miss King! Hello, Mr. Sassenby! And goodbye, Mr. Sassenby!
You shot him!
I did. How are things going?
Why did you shoot him?
Oh, never mind, I can see for myself. As expected, a victory for the Ood. You know, for an essentially peaceful race, they're quite terrifying when they turn. Interesting, really. I dare say it says something obvious about repressed anger.
Oh, no! They're coming!
It's all right. They won't touch you. Not right now. Not when you're so close to me. Hush now!
Close to you? This was... all of this... What? What did you do?
Ood are terribly easy to control. Suggestible. They're much like people, that way.
But they killed everyone.
Yes, they did. And they'll kill anyone who sets foot on this planet after I've gone.
But why?
It's perfectly simple. Do you know what Swenyu is used for?
Lots of things. Integrated control chips.
With telepathic facility, yes. Most particularly in the targeting sensors of battleships. There's nothing better than a gun that knows what you wanted to shoot.
All of this is about weaponry.
No, I know, it's terribly dull. But there's a war going on out there, and some colleagues of mine are building a lot of battleships, and they need a great quantity of Swenyu to help them do so. But just as importantly, they also need to make sure their enemies can't get it. That's the thing with weapons, you see. It's not enough having them. You need to make sure other people don't. Otherwise, it's all just a lot of shooting and everyone dies.
You've poisoned the well.
Precisely. I knew you'd understand. Anyway, I'm afraid I must be going.
Wait, Martine. What happened to Martine?
Oh, I imagine she's fine, probably. I left her guarding the Swenyu for me. I shall pass on your best wishes when I catch up with her.
Wait! Wait! Let me come with you. Take me to her, please.
I could do that.
Please.
But in truth, Miss King, I don't like you very much.
What? Wait! Who are you? Please, you can't leave me, please.
Hello, Martine.
Mr. Ormond.
If you like.
Are you coming with Cassie? She's on her way. I just spoke to her.
Forgive me, Martine, my dear, but I don't think you did.
Yes, just now on the radio.
Ah, but you see, the only person you can speak to on the radio is me. It seemed a sensible precaution.
What are you talking about?
A simple communications blocker. I have the passcode, naturally. But I didn't want you talking to anyone else.
But I just talked to her.
No, you didn't. And I'm far too busy to sit here arguing with you. Sorry. It's been a trying time. Anyway, I'm heading towards you now. We can discuss it when I arrive.
I'm not on the base anymore.
What do you mean you're not on the base?
I'm in an EVA suit, adrift above the base. It all went wrong. The voices in my head and the Ood, he wanted to kill me.
The Ood?
The one you left me with. He was lovely to begin with, but after a few days...
Oh, Martine, there was no Ood?
What do you mean there was no Ood?
There was no Ood. There was no Cassie. You're experiencing delusions because of a Swenyo. It happens.
I don't believe you.
I don't care. Well, as you've taken the highly unwise step of launching yourself into space, I'll leave you to it. Goodbye, my dear. Well, that's somewhat inconvenient. I was rather relying on her to help me load that foul stuff on board. Ah. Que sera, sera.
What a miserable place this is. Could we not have met somewhere more hospitable?
The way that time moves here on Botan makes it very hard for anyone to monitor our meeting. I presumed you would appreciate the added security. Besides, it amuses me to see you so miserable.
Of course it does.
Not that you should be. Botan is capable of beauty. Look at this.
A flower. Somewhat like an earth rose.
It's the only sign of life on this entire planet. One flower in a world of black shale, growing in perpetuity. It never fades, never dies, never wilts.
Never?
Never.
I suppose that is rather interesting. It would be fascinating to analyze it.
Harm one petal, and I'm afraid I'll have to kill you. There are some things in this universe even I won't condone.
This from a man who has destroyed entire planets, wiped out whole civilizations.
They were dull planets. Dull civilizations. That rose is beautiful. Have you got all the Swenyo aboard?
We have. And your fee will be translocated to your TARDIS vault once you add your thumbprint to this.
Oh, you expect me to sign for it?
But Time Lords, did you think there would be no red tape?
Good point. There. I trust you'll leave me in peace now. And the little extra I asked for?
Ah, yes. That caused some considerable difficulty, I must say.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Still, I refuse to be at your beck and call a moment longer. And this could make me extremely difficult to find.
Chameleon Arch. I'd forgotten all about them, to be honest.
Useful for a rainy day.
Well, we must be off. Battles to fight.
Lives to throw away.
There is a principle at work, you know.
Isn't there always?
War may not yet be formalized, but you try telling the Daleks that. I must admit, I was surprised you pulled this off. That much Swenyo. It's a considerable haul.
Considerable.
However did you manage to get your hands on so much of it?
Oh, it was nothing.
Have been listening to The War Master, The Master of Kallus by James Goss and Guy Adams. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. The Ood, Silas Carson. Cassandra King, Maeve Bluebell Wells. Martine King, Samantha Bayar. Elliot King, Simon Ludders. Terramon, Pippa Haywood. Herschel, David Menken, Jacques, Barnaby Edwards, Sassenby, Richard Earle, Porritt, Kai Owen, Kalia, Joe Shire, Mother, Angela Bruce, Soldiers, Wilf Scolding and Tom Forrester, and Narvin, Sean Carlson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Nicholas Briggs, producer and director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig Ellery.